Welcome to A Higher Branch, a source of practical and powerful information for busy people dedicated to boosting their personal health and professional performance. I'm your host, Sam McCall. Welcome to A Higher Branch and what is the second episode on our series on beauty and aging. Today, I'm joined by Marie Cocciolone, founder of Australian-owned O Cosmetics, to discuss how you can prevent your face from aging and the products doing more harm than good. I promise you this is going to be an eye-opening podcast, so sit back and enjoy our chat. Today, I am joined by someone who is absolutely committed and dedicated to the, as she calls it, the medical aesthetics industry. Now, she's worked in every aspect of that industry at all levels. And 12 years ago, she had the chance to create her very own distribution company called InSkin Cosmetics. And it, like any great business, like Apple, it started in her garage, right? And today, she is located in Sydney, and she distributes an incredible lineup of skin solutions. And I've invited her to speak with me today because I use her products. And if I'm not a believer in something, then I don't invite anyone to this podcast. But I have used these products called O Cosmetics. And it's completely revolutionized the way my face has looked. And that's saying something because I've used products for many, many years. So O Cosmetics was created really in line with a lot of medical breakthroughs and scientific research. And I love that because for me, everything has to be based in science because, you know, really we want validation. We don't want just, hearsay and somebody's word. So really, biotechnology and biometric theories have been adopted by O Cosmetics, and that completely fascinates me. And on that point, or rather on that note, I should introduce you, Marie. Welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Sam. It's so great to be here. And I'm really honoured to have met you after the fact that you'd already been buying the O Cosmetics products and the fact that you got loads and loads of compliments and you'd already been using lots of skincare along the way.
Absolutely. Well, something that has made me look honestly about, 7 to 10 years younger.
I would never have picked your age.
Thank you. But also I'm fascinated to speak with you because, your specialties are not just beauty and aesthetics, but you have a history in sales and marketing, management, HR, manufacturing, packaging, copywriting. You're one of those, rare entrepreneurs that can zoom out and see the big picture, but also zoom in at every detail of her business to make sure that the customer experience is incredible from start to finish. And I really respect that because I'm a person that absolutely am the customer advocate, and everything we do in my business is all about, the customer experience.
Thank you for that, Sam. For me, like unlike you with all those multi-degrees, I don't actually have a degree at all. And for me, it's been always putting myself in the customer's shoes. So when you know what the customer wants, then you can bring back, you can work back and give them exactly what they want. So it's sort of like, sometimes people go, how do you do what you do? Like, how have you created a brand? And I look at it and think, well, it's not that hard if you know what the customer wants. And I think that's life, isn't it? As long as you know what the customer wants and you're listening and you always continue to do that because I started my own business 12 years ago, and I say that I have more bosses in my life than I've ever had before. And I see that the customer can be like that too. They can write you a letter and say, look, that pump that you've got, on that gentle antioxidant cleanser, I really don't like it, and you really need to change it immediately. And so I take all that information on board personally. And so sometimes I still go, is that just one person that's just, not enjoying the pump and, 100,000 are? Or is it one person that's going to trigger off a little bit of a chain reaction of feedback that you sort of go, okay, now we really need to look at that cleanser and that pump and make sure that we've got it right. So as long as you're listening, they mold your brands, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Steve Jobs wasn't an engineer, but he built the biggest company in the world. by his relentless pursuit for, you know, to make sure that every touch point for the customer works well.
And it's that Tiffany Bow experience, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's so that there's something so memorable in that touch point that they just can't leave it. But the good thing with skincare and my brands, I have launched in the professional medical aesthetic industry. So if you're going to choose an audience to launch to a skincare brand, that would probably be the toughest audience to launch to, because these guys know skin. These guys have worked with loads and loads and loads of professional brands. And so in the very beginning, they may take your brand on because they go, oh, I really like Maria. She's lovely. I want to give her a go. But at the end of the day, if the product, the brand doesn't work for the business and the brand doesn't work for the consumer and the brand doesn't work for the skin, as much as they like you, they can't keep looking after you, right? So from my perspective, they've just gone, you know, they've endorsed the brand, and then the brand's done what it's had to do in order to transform skins like yours.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, recently I had Dr. Joseph Hakeek, who is pretty famous in this space.
A legend in this space, absolutely. Yeah.
And we talked about the importance of looking after your face, and we really focused on the emotional aspects and how a person feels. One of the things that I'd like to discuss with you, because you're completely passionate about the skin and the preventative part, and so what are the true causes of face aging?
So I guess at the end of the day, you know, the face is going to, the skin is going to age just like the body is going to age. And so with time, you know, everything's going to slow down. The cell turnover is going to slow down. The cells are going to get lazy. The nerve endings are going to age. And that whole communication structure that happens underneath the skin is going to slow down. And as a result of that, we're going to see those fine lines and wrinkles, and it turns into, you know, the loss of elasticity in the skin and the loss of fat and the muscle losing its strength. But at the end of the day, what we need to remember is that the skin is the largest organ of the body, and, you know, if you don't look after it, my saying is this: if you don't respect the skin, it will have the last word. It will definitely have the last word. So it's really more about prevention and taking care of the skin, because I've got a twin sister. We were obviously born on the same day. We were just 10 minutes apart. And if you look at, you put us side by side, we're going to age exactly the same. But it's going to be the different environmental factors, the internal stresses, all those sort of things that are going to have an impact on the skin, and who's going to age faster than the other one. But in our brands, we work specifically on the five major causes of aging. And so that's inflammation. And we know that even when we talk about health and well-being, the chronic illnesses all come from the inflammatory markers, and skin is absolutely no different.
Absolutely.
We talk about collagen breakdown. That's a huge one, because the collagen is what we refer to as the fountain of youth, but the collagen is what gives the skin the volume and gives it the youth, the fullness that makes the skin look, you know, young. We talk about the photodefense, and that's all around UV. That's a really big one for skin, and 90% of premature aging comes from that repeated exposure from the sun, and basically, you know, it just breaks down the collagen, the elastin, the proteins, the oxidation, which is the free radicals in the skin, and it's that imbalance between the free radicals and the antioxidants in the skin, so that whole protection framework. And then there's glycation, the one where we talk about where sugar makes you look older, where the sugar adheres to the protein, and once it hardens and it becomes brittle, then we get like a cross sort of a wrinkle lining in the skin. So it's one that is not so easy to treat. It's one of those ones that unfortunately you can sort of manage a little bit, but you can't get rid of. So lots of things cause aging in the skin, but at the end of the day, aging is just as with each day and each year. It just depends on how much we impact that that process.
But you mentioned three things there in particular. So sugar, And sugar literally cooks the skin, right? If anyone's ever had sugar cured salmon or sugar cured, you know, carpaccio,
yeah,
that sugar, yeah, and so that compromises the collagen in the skin. You mentioned obviously the sun,
yeah,
which is, you know, probably the one that most people know of. So that one is a bit tough because I tell people the sun is the number one nutrient for your skin, but nobody wants their face to age whilst they're getting vitamin D. So, you know, obviously it's good to get sun on the rest of your body, but, you know, cover your face.
It's moderation, right? Everything in moderation.
Yeah, but the thing is, you also mentioned free radical damage. So yeah. The sun can damage your skin. From my research, it's like, why does a blueberry sit on the vine for months and months and it doesn't wrinkle, right? Because the skin of the blueberry is protected by all these antioxidants. The same if we're feeding ourselves inflammatory foods, high processed, gluten-based products, sugars,
salts,
all the good stuff, you know, the pizza, pasta and cheese and all that.
Alcohol.
Yeah, and that makes your skin more susceptible to sun damage, whereas if you have high antioxidant content, then you can get skin and you don't have to be that frightened of it.
Yeah.
You know, you can get 10, 15, 20, half an hour without, you know, damaging. But I also use one of your products, and we'll get on to one of your products later that has UV protection, which is incredible. But the other thing you mentioned is inflammation. Now, you're talking about inflammation caused from emotional well-being or...
And it's both, exactly. You've got your topical and then you've got your internal. And so you've got your acute inflammation, which comes more from the topicals, and then you've got your chronic, which does come, one of those things is from the emotional responses. So including, you know, on the digestive system. So we say that the gut is the second brain. Some people will argue and say it's the first brain. But with inflammation, there is the digestion becomes sluggish. And so when that happens, that causes major problems and concerns on the surface of the skin. So, yes, emotional is a big one when it comes to inflammation. And I think you're really big on that emotional psychology and how it affects the body, and the skin is exactly the same. Like, you know, we know that there is a correlation. You've only got, someone's got to say something and you blush, and your skin shows it straight away in its appearance,
right.
You know. There's many different facets to healthy skin, and it's not just about what we put on our skin. I mean, what we put in our skin is really important, but what's happening internally is just as important. You know, as an esthetician myself and when I treat skins, I can have a program from A to Z that is solid, that is strong, and we can have beautiful results taking place for 2-3 months, and all of a sudden the patient presents and, you know, the eczema or the dermatitis or the acne or the rosacea is fully flared once again, and then that comes from something more than just what's being put on the surface of the skin.
Yeah, so that inflammation in the gut.
In the gut.
Caused by feelings.
Yeah.
So, that, you know, they do refer to it as a second brain, or I call it the feeling brain, and that's the thinking brain. And so the gut is the feeling brain, and it's impacted by not just what you eat, but, you know, emotions. How you're feeling, your emotions itself. So obviously you approach face aging, you know, from your modality. And that is, okay, well, I trust that people are going to take care of their diet. They're going to get fresh air, exercise, and practice emotional hygiene. But my bit is I'm going to help them, you know, actually, you know, take care of their face by what they put on their face. And this is why I think it also, what you do also improves their feeling brain and their emotions, because if you put something on your face that makes you feel good and it does lift, you know, the glow or the appearance of it, then that does have a emotional
impact. Oh, God, absolutely. We'll go back to that, you know, the program, the Look Good, Feel Better, where women are going through chemo and into cancer treatments, and then they can go to a program where they learn how to apply, how to take care of a skin that's going under that traumatic process. So their skins are really quite dry, so that they feel really tight, and they're obviously going to be more red. So when you learn how to, you know, apply your skincare and what skincare that's not going to trigger another response, and how it's calming, it's soothing, a little bit of makeup, and they learn, you know, how to wear a wig or a bandana. Those women that you meet have got a totally different approach to going through cancer than somebody that, yeah, you know, doesn't look after the way, you know, that they look. And they're sick, right? They're in bed. Why do I need to get up? Why do I need to look good? But it makes a difference. And I remember when I used to have problematic skin, and one of the reasons I got into the industry, you know, when you're like 16, 17 and you're getting dressed to go to school, it's like, you know, there's that academic point, absolutely, but there's that whole peer pressure thing too. So I know that there's kids out there that don't go to school on the day they wake up because they've got some big, you know, pimple or some, yeah, you know, some sort of like, you know, breakout happening on the skin, because if they can't hide it, then they lose the confidence. And one of the things that with my brands I've always spoken about is not being Barbie beautiful. That's not what we're about. It really is about that you can look in the mirror every morning in the real and the raw, without the makeup, without the lashes, without the self-tan, without all that, you know, the extra help, and you can say, you know what, at 50, I'm okay with that. Like, you know, I feel good. And because I feel like that, I'm going to present a much more confident person in my workplace or with my family or with my husband. I'm going to feel that, you know, I deserve to be here and that I am enough, you know. And that sounds like, well, this is all in skincare, but it actually is. If you take the time every morning and every night, and I'm not talking about like an hour in the morning and an hour at night, it's just minutes, but using the, yeah, right products and the right active ingredients that are going to make a difference, you will get that glow. So like you said before to me, before we started talking, you said, you know, that people started saying to you, you look really good, like you're glowing. What have you done? And you're like, oh, well, I had a nap, or I had a good night's sleep. And then when you really started to break it down, you had changed what you were using on your skin, and you were using active ingredients that basically brought your cells out of retirement. And I have this saying where I like, you know, if you get too scientific, you lose people. So I like to think of, you know, the fibroblasts, which is the collagen-producing cells. And as I said, that's the fountain of youth. And I always think of them like, you know, around the age of 25, where they sort of start getting together and go, so what do you reckon? Like, you know, retire? So a holiday, banana chairs, sitting down, drinking cocktails? Let's just do that. And so eventually that then looks at, comes out onto the surface of the skin as fine lines and, you know, wrinkles and a loss of elasticity, and someone sort of goes, well, and in this case it's the O Cosmetics that sort of goes, hello, little cell, like gives a flick on the head, you know, back to work, because I need you to be producing collagen, because this face here wants volume. This face needs, you know, this face needs a glow. So you guys get back to work, because you can't be drinking cocktails in your banana chair anymore. And so that's what your friends are seeing on your skin, is that glow of those cells going back to work. But when you use active ingredients in what we call the functional dose, which is what I'm very, very passionate about, it breaks my heart the amount of money that is spent by consumers on skincare, not because they're not trying, not because they're not prepared to invest, just because there's so much fluff and puff and so many claims that can be made in this industry. So if I use, say, if somebody uses, say, 0.5% of an active ingredient, and I use what we call the functional dose, which is the amount that's recommended by the scientists that can make a physiological difference to the cell, we can both say the same thing.
Yes.
But we can still give reference that we're using that active. Unfortunately, because of TGA and the therapeutic goods, neither one of us can say what it actually does.
Yes.
Because that's making a claim, a medical claim, and that means it needs to be TGA approved, and then it would need to be sold and prescribed by a doctor.
Yeah, but you know what? That aside, it's your users. It's people like me who have used it, and like I've been using products for many years, and some really expensive overseas products, you know, with the word Paris at the bottom, which is typical. And I'm really proud of the fact that you've got a world-class product that's here in Sydney, you know, homegrown in Australia. And it's incredible. I got to tell you, it's incredible. Like, you will notice a difference straight away. And what most people, I mean, before I started using your products, all I knew with the basics was like cleanser, toner, you know, moisturizer.
Moisturizer, three simple steps, right?
Yeah, but that's just like, it's just like a baby's crawling, right? But when I took your products and I just like started walking and running and thinking, wow, this is like, this is next level, because, you know, I'm using stuff with hyaluronic acid in it and collagen.
Niacinamide, retinol.
Yeah, and it's the sequence in which you use it. It's the how you use it. I mean, luckily I have someone who was really good in the way they prescribed it for me, and the diagnostics itself was another story altogether. But I just love your products, and I don't want this podcast to be about promoting your products, but the thing is I can't help but, you know, promote something that I think will make you feel really good. And like you, I love what you said, you bring your cells out of retirement, because, you know, I live in the sun and I have not been putting UV blocking for many, many years. And so it literally, revived my cells. It was incredible. But, you know, more importantly, I love how your approach and why you do it. It's because you want to make people feel good about themselves. You know, like there are people on social media that come up with, you know, motivational memes or motivational videos, and you watch them in the morning or read them, and then you go, yeah, that's my pep talk for the day, and you get up. Well, I want people that are listening that you can give yourself that pep talk in the morning just by slotting in that ritual of taking care of your face.
That's true.
And if you want to put on makeup, put on makeup, because that is the inspiration staring back at you in that mirror, looking back. And when you're confident with your face, a sense of tranquility, as Dr. Joseph talks about, he's all about the tranquil face.
Yeah.
And he's saying that every face is beautiful when it's tranquil. And it's so empowering.
That's true. And it's so true. It's almost like that every face is beautiful when you're smiling, right?
Yes. And that's why I wanted to go through these, you know, these tips with our listeners, because guys, if you're listening, this can be as powerful ritual as meditation, as journaling, you know, as positive psychology videos that you're watching in the morning, all those, you know, inspirational videos of going, slot this into your, I'm not saying drop the others, but incorporate this as an additional layer. Because I've seen the impact, even, you know, my daughter, who wakes up every morning, goes through the ritual, and it's just like a transformation. It's like a shot of espresso in the morning.
I love how you describe it like that. I probably have never stopped to sort of think about that, because it's sort of like it's the necessities of skin health, and that's what we talk about. You know, ultimately, when you ask somebody what they're looking for in their skin, they're looking for skin youth.
Yes.
But you can't have skin youth unless you've got skin health. And so if you're the same way that, you know, as you say, that you watch what you eat and you exercise, if you just these 4 or 5 minutes, morning and night, it does make a difference to what you're seeing and the way that you take on life. Absolutely.
Yeah, and you can, you know, I do eat well, I do exercise, I meditate, I sleep well, but this still made a difference.
You're an impossible benchmark.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the product it still made a difference. It still makes a difference. It's part of, you know, the daily rituals. So let's look at what those daily rituals look like. I mean, it's very difficult for you to be specific, because I know your products are highly specific to the skin type and, you know, the person. And
but if we talk in the categories, it will make sense in the categories.
Please do, absolutely. What are the categories?
Yeah, when you were saying before, the cleanser, toner and moisturizer, and that's like, you know, that Clinique's 1, 2, 3 steps, and you go to the department store counters and you're always going to find those steps. When I created my brands, I didn't actually have a toner in my brands, because it was sort of like when I did my training over 30 years ago, it was that cleanse, toner, moisturize. And the toner was really about getting any residue cleanser off and making sure the cleanser had done a great job. But today, the cleanser has to be the hero. It has to be the hero. So the first thing that you have to always look at, and if you don't do anything else on your skin, then you just need to learn to cleanse your skin. But it can't be soap. It can't be the a pump of that, you know, the Radox or whatever, you know, you've got in your your shower for your body. It needs to be very skin specific, because the best thing about the skin is if you're able to ensure that the acid mantle is balanced and that the barrier protection is intact, that's going to be huge. So when you use a good cleanser, it means that it is able to draw out the impurities from the skin. So what that means is that apart from the fact that it rids it of makeup and pollution and all those sort of damaging factors if they, you know, lift on the skin, it also ensures that you have a perfect canvas in order to put all your other products on. It also means that you don't have clogging in the follicles. And so many kids, you see so many mums that have got their kids and go, oh, look, you know, they're driving me crazy. They don't want to go to school. They lock themselves up in their bedroom. They've got this breakout. And many times it simply comes down to the fact that the skin isn't being cleaned properly. So the cleanser is number one.
Yes.
And then the exfoliation, and we in Australia, I think we're a little bit heavy-handed on exfoliation. And if you get into the, you know, the scrubs, I think back on the apricot scrub day, you know, where it was actually getting the seed from the apricot and like rubbing on the skin and leaving it absolutely red and inflamed and traumatized. Those days don't exist anymore. And the only reason why we're using that gentle beads, which are normally bamboo seeds or jojoba, they're not plastic, is to remove the what we used to call the dead skin cell on the surface of the skin.
Yes.
And we at InSkin don't talk about dead cells, because we know for a fact that science has now shown that those cells, whilst they may appear flat and dry and dehydrated, and that's why the skin's looking so dull, they still have the nucleus that is communicating with the healthy skins that are, the cells that are coming through. Oh. So we need to cut that communication. We need to take that layer of dead, redundant cells off the surface of the skin. And then, of course, the aesthetic value of that is that you've got a much brighter and even skin tone. So that's the beads. And then we do have acids and enzymes. And if they're just used once a week in your regime, they just... what they do is their cells, as they're coming up to the surface of the skin, they tend to be cemented together. They've got like an iron bond that cements them together. So those acids, what they do is they just dissolve that and allows them to release to the surface, so that we've got new healthy cells that are able to do what they need to do. So cleanse and exfoliation. Mm-hmm. Cleanse is morning and night, and exfoliation is... the beads is like 2 to 3 times a week, and the acids and enzymes is just once a week, just once a week.
Right.
And then where the heart of skin health and skin correction and prevention really takes place is in the correctors, and that's in the serums. So many people will use a cleanser, an exfoliant, a mask, a hydrator, an eye cream, but they won't use what we call correctors. And that's your vitamins, like your retinols, your vitamin A, your vitamin B3, niacinamide, your vitamin C, your L-absorbic acid. Like if you think of the ABCs of skin health, it falls into those vitamins. And so they work on rebalancing, or actually, no, they work on normalizing cell activity. So when we say what causes aging is because the cell activity starts to slow down and it's allowed to sort of like, you know, degrade. And so we start to see those lines and wrinkles manifest on the skin, dark circles, pigmentation. But what we do with the correctors, and I'll say this a million times anytime someone talks to me, because this is the key to good skin care. And that is because there's skin care, but not all of it is skin care. It doesn't care about the skin. So it's the functional dose. So you have to use your vitamin A, for instance. We do it in a 0.25%, we do it in a 0.5%, and we do it in a 1%. And it really does depend on how sluggish the skin is, on the texture of the skin, on the imbalances that are happening in the skin, as to the age, as to what percentage of retinol that you use. Yeah. The bottom line is that you have got to use vitamin A. It's just in what percentage. But unfortunately, Sam, what happens is that people buy MLM products, the multi-level marketing products. Now, if I have spent 34 years of my career dedicated to skin and the beauty industry, and my neighbor, who is a plumber, is able to sell skincare, we've got to ask ourselves, why can he sell that skincare and his skincare is just as good as mine? Well, the bottom line is that it can't be, because he's a plumber, he's learned a script, he knows it rote. And so when you say, oh, but can you give me something to put collagen into my skin? He's going to say, absolutely, this product is going to put collagen into your skin. I'm going to say to you, oh, hang on, that's not possible, because you can't push collagen from the outside into the skin. The only thing that we can do with collagen is that we can trigger collagen synthesis by using functional dose actives that are able to do that. So the corrector, the heart of the skincare, falls in those products that you apply in between the cleansing and then the hydrator. And so the hydrating is what we normally call the moisturizer. We call it treatment hydrator because, again, functional actives, high-level actives that just don't moisturize the skin but trigger cell optimization. And that's the key of staying young, looking young, is active ingredients that are able to trigger cell optimization, which simply means that your cells are doing what they should be doing. Just don't let them get into that banana chair with a cocktail in their hands.
You see, I love that because that honors the individuality of the skin, and it honors the fact that the body can actually heal itself and regenerate its own cells. And I love it also because it works complementary to your diet, you know, to fresh air and but it's complementary because if you have skin that is clogged up, you can have, you know, good diet and exercise and all those things, but your skin still look bad. So this
works. Well, see, there's someone like you, you're out and you're running, right? So you're exercising, you're eating well, but you don't cleanse your skin. So the dirt, the grime, the pollution is all going to build up, and eventually, if there's enough there, it's going to cause either the congestion, where that's that bumpiness on the surface of the skin, or the blackheads that's showing that it actually is oxidizing in the skin, or even worse, where it becomes like an acneic, a breakout situation.
Right, right. Is it different for men and women?
That's a really good question. I you know, over my years, especially socially, guys would go, oh, that's just stuff for women. That shit's just for women. Like, okay, so you don't have skin? I know this. When I was trained 30 years ago, and including the training that we do here at InSkin Cosmetics for our partners, we show one skin structure. Like the diagram is one skin structure. And we've got the epidermis, we've got the dermis, and we've got the hypodermis. And then all the cells and all the glands and all the makeups in between, it's the same for you and it's the same for me.
That's what I thought, because over the years you'd go into like department stores and you'll see, you know, this for men, that for women. I'm thinking, don't we have the same skin? Why, you know, why are we separated?
You know, that
is a marketing ploy, isn't it?
It's so good. You got it down to a T, and it's really sad when others don't realize that, because what happens is, so if this is my bottle here, right? If I wanted to turn this into, so this is the O Cosmetics bottle, right? If I wanted to turn this into a guy's product, what would probably happen is that I would remove the red cap and put a black one on it.
That's right.
And that would be the guy's product. That's what makes, you know, a guy's product. And the other thing that we would do maybe is change the scent, so that you've got a more masculine scent when you're cleansing with a boy's product to a more feminine scent when you're men. Yeah. But having said that, the sad thing is that men and women don't age at the same rate, which is really hard for us girls. And it goes back to hormones, unfortunately. So women tend to have so many more challenges with their skin. I guess we just get a lot more challenges in our life because we're women. You know, and we have babies and we menstruate and all that sort of stuff. So
we do live longer.
We do live longer. But they tell me it's just because we nag you guys to death. and you just want to die earlier.
I believe that. I do believe that because I saw that with my parents. Having said that, I think that's a more of a baby boomer thing.
It's a bit of a myth, I think. So, absolutely. And women, unfortunately, there's the whole thing with the hormones in those teen days. And then, when they, if they fall pregnant, then hormones just go crazy all over again. And unfortunately, menopause, which funnily enough has the word men in it. I don't know how that works, right? Menopause is just a really big challenge for skins. And it's just simply, the sex hormone, the estrogen starts to deplete. And women lose like in the first 5 years of that period of their life, they lose like up to 30% of the collagen in their skin. Yeah. And so if they go, look, and one of the great things, this is another angle too, I see an integrated doctor. I've seen so many difficult situations with women and menopause, not just their skin and the aging of the skin, but different personalities and they go into depression and they start getting treated with antidepressants. So for me, when I started to see that happening, I thought, that's never going to be me. Like, how do I run a company and become this crazy woman, So yeah. I see an integrated doctor, and there are hormone therapies that are available, even natural therapies that just rebalance the estrogen levels so that the skin doesn't have to lose all that collagen in one go. But if I look at my mum, for instance, God bless her, my mum went through a crazy menopause. I don't even think it was menopause. I think it was maybe misdiagnosed. Yes. And in that time, she slept so poorly, so, so poorly. And so my goal is, God bless my mum, not to have my mum's skin, because with what she went through, the menopause, and I think even more so the not sleeping, her skin is very, very lined and wrinkled, and it's lost a lot of elasticity. So we go back to, again, that multifaceted approach, how, the sleep is important, the exercise is important, the food is important. And then, of course, what you can put on the topical skin topically is going to make that difference as well.
Awesome. So how young should people start with daily healthcare rituals?
Such a good question. I believe that as soon as you start to see an imbalance. So a young skin that's flawless, that's perfect, doesn't need anything really. But when that first pimple starts, that those first breakouts start, then that's a sign that we're starting to see a cellular imbalance, and we need to start on very light, gentle products. We're not talking about vitamin A's at this point. We're not talking about, those correctors. We're talking about just keeping the skin clean. And that last point that I didn't actually highlight before is the protection of the skin, and that's the SPF. Because at the end of the day, prevention is way easier than correction. Yeah. So if you can get those young skins just maintaining what they've got, then, that could be at the age of, you see them as young as 9 years old. And young girls, some of them got their periods at 9 years old. Once upon a time, it was 13, 14. So as soon as the body starts to change and the skin shows that signs, then they should be looking after their skin.
Absolutely. That's really good advice for any parents that are listening, because it does make a difference to their emotional well-being, as we said early on. So, the younger the better.
And can I just suggest too, Sam, I come from a salon background, a clinic background, and so the training that we do when we become dermal therapists is very skin focused. Even a GP doesn't spend that amount of time on learning about skin. And so mums tend to take their kids to the GPs. GPs tend to give drugs, antibiotics, not necessary, and then there's always the sort of high peroxide type products like your Proactives. And, yes, they do get rid of acne, but the damage that they do to the skin long term is just not worth it. So taking your children into a skin salon and just asking them for, a diagnosis and understanding what they need to be doing. And I think, too, what happens there as well is if mum comes home and says, here you go, son, I bought your cleanser, make sure you use this every day. They're going to go, yeah, right, mum, and they put it in the shower. But if a therapist says, this is what I need you to do. If you don't want to see those pimples, if you don't want it to take over your whole skin, then I need you to do this every morning and every night. Just, you know, a minute every morning, every night, and that will make a huge difference in the skin.
What can someone do, like starting today, if there's just one thing that they could do to start improving?
Just improving their skin?
Yeah.
So if it's somebody that, then this is the thing, there's so many people that would be listening to this broadcast that are already doing what they assume to be wonderful things. And sometimes the price point is what equals the wonderful or how wonderful it is. But that's not the case. A lot of those department store brands, you know, you can buy a hydrator for $500, you know, some of those beautiful French, fluffy, the feel good, the smell good. So I would say to people like that, really understand what's in your products. And if you're really stuck on using that $500 moisturizer or that $200 moisturizer, just get yourself a functional dose of vitamin A and pump the vitamin A inside that moisturizer, and all of a sudden you've taken a cosmetic product, cosmetic with a T, to a cosmetical product, because with a D, with medical strength actives, because you've pumped some real fuel into what that product's going to be able to do.
Great tip. And don't buy this stuff when you're on holidays in some resort.
Oh, I've made that mistake. You know, when you walk through Las Vegas and then sometimes they do it here too, and they pull you, like they've got, lady, do you want a sample? Do you want a sample? Put some collagen into your skin. And I was with a girlfriend and she said, go on, just do it. Like, you know, so I sit down in the middle of a shopping centre in one of those kiosk things. And the guy actually blocks my legs with his knee. So I'm not going anywhere, right? I am now being like, exactly. You know, he's going, so what do you use on your skin? And I said, well, what do you think I should be using? And so the shit that came out of his mouth, and that's where I really feel for consumers, because they don't know what they should be using. But holidays are because you're relaxed, and, you know, advertising, social media, influencers, like, my God, how many influencers do not know skin, full stop? You know, and they go, this smells amazing, this feels amazing, but what does it really do? And when you stop and you ask, so what percentage of retinol has that got in that? So what's the peptide that's going to make that, you know, that collagen trigger? Like, you know, in cosmetical with a D, we have, I tend to describe it, it's like your active ingredients. So let's say that I'm working on collagen breakdown, and I want to use something on my skin that is going to stimulate collagen growth. There's only one cell responsible for that. It's called the fibroblast. So now I'm saying to you, I want you to use this product, and it's going to trigger collagen production. So what does that mean? It can't get into the skin and get through the layers of the skin and just decide it's going to sit there. It can't get into the dermis and float there. It needs to have like a GPS tracking system, and it needs to find the fibroblast. And then it needs to go, okay, you, out of your banana chair, put that cocktail down, back to work. So we're talking sophisticated technology, which you said when we started, Sam, comes out of medical technology. And one of the best places that this science comes from is wound healing, which is really wonderful, you know. So someone that is using skincare, they can just pop in like vitamin C or vitamin A into the existing skincare. And if you're not doing anything at all, my recommendation would be many clinics in isolation are offering video consultations. So they're doing skin diagnosis. And so if you were really keen to jump off this broadcast and do that, you could. And maybe we'll be out of isolation when this is played, but go to a skin salon. All those, you know, beautiful salons that you see on the streets, and there's many in any suburb, they are skin experts. They are professionals. And, you know, one of the good things about us is that we're not about, like, here, just take all this product. Our first understanding is, tell me about your lifestyle. What are you prepared to do? Are you prepared to, you know, to use something every morning in the shower? Are you prepared to use a couple of serums, correctors, or not at all? And sometimes it's going to be, you know what, just make sure that you cleanse your skin every morning and you use this SPF every day. And that's the best that I can ask of you, because you know what? It's better than doing nothing at all.
Yes, absolutely. And, Yeah, I love what you said about the clinics, because that's how I came across your product. Expert, and I mean, you can do consultations, you know, online video conferencing, but the consultation I had was there was a machine that took photos of my skin's many layers.
Which you would have loved that. You would have just gone, tell me more.
Well, I love that scientific approach, because I don't like fluff, right? I'm a lawyer, so I'm a skeptic at everything. And I measured the different ages for different layers, and I got a complete diagnostic, and it was highly targeted skincare products for me, and I felt valued as an individual.
Well, remember I said to you earlier on that the skin has the last word.
Yes.
So abuse it today.
Yes.
And it's going to show. And one of the things with the Vizio camera that you're talking about, or the Observe, there's a number of different cameras, is that you can see what's happening underneath the skin. Yes. So what we're seeing is one thing. What's underlying is another. And so what those cameras are actually saying, see this underlying pigment? See this underlying concerns? Well, you're going to actually see them. You're actually going to see them visibly on the surface of the skin if you don't act now.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I love about your products, because it addresses those layers. It addresses the invisible and puts power back, you know, in our hands, and to take control of how fast our face ages. And I even love the way your products dispense. It makes so much sense. It's all those things I used to think of, saying, why this dispenser doesn't work, you know? Why can't they come up with something different? And your products, so it's not just the products, the way they dispense. I love that. There's no wastage. And it's simple.
None at all. And then the product is actually protected as well. So there's no air. The airless pumps that bring up everything until you've got the last skerrick of product. None of that was, as you said before, you know, when you're creating, you really have to start with the customer in mind. And so I'm a customer too, like, you know, the last thing I need to be doing is, you know, putting my finger in a pot and trying to get product out from underneath my nails so that I can put it on my skin. Like, people don't want to see the product anymore. And so that's the other thing, as the science has developed in the actual products, the technology in the packaging is just second to none. So it's a very sexy product. I say, look, we're Australian owned and made, but I have an Italian background, so we say that the style comes from the sexy Italian side of the
Absolutely. And for me, I always, somebody said to me, you know, how often do you get a facial? And I said, well, I used to say that I don't get facials at all. And I never, rarely, except not when I'm visiting a resort. But now with your products, I feel like I'm having a facial.
You're doing it yourself.
And
so you need to go in and have a clinic, like a treatment in the clinic. But it's not just about having a treatment in the clinic. It's not about saying, okay, look, you're doing this at home, come and lie down and we're just going to do it for you. So you're just going to feel a little bit indulged and a little bit of a decadence, and it's going to be really lovely and we'll just take your money and you go. The products that you use at home are one strength, and then the products that we use in a clinic are another strength. Again, so you can't be using them every day. But what happens is, so if we're go back to that cell sitting in the banana chair and sipping a cocktail, these products sort of flick them and go, hey, off the chair. What we're using a cell on is like a kick that's going, oi, off the chair and back to work. If I'm not making myself clear here.
Good analogy. Yep. Yeah, I love that. And because for me, the clinician is the check-in, because you can't use a product for life. It's using it to get your skin to a certain base level, and you've got to go in and check in and say, okay, how do we need to pivot? You've got to stop using this product, start using this other product, because now you've brought the health of your cells to this level. Exactly. I mean, there's a science behind all of it. And
Huge. For the boys watching, it's really like building a house, you know? So it's like starting from the foundations and then pouring the cement and then the scaffolding going up and then the roof and then the tiles, and it's all that protection around the skin. So if something gives in that building, then the whole building is going to collapse, and the skin is exactly the same.
Oh, that's awesome. Really good analogy. And Maria, I love what you're doing. Really, your business is incredible.
You know, I'm always really humbled when skin experts are believing in my product, and then people that are intelligent, that you can't just sell to them just for the sake of selling. When people like yourself, Sam, are using it, then I think, wow, that makes me really humble. Absolutely. So thank you. Thanks for your support.
No, it's a pleasure. And thank you for coming and sharing some of your wisdom. And hopefully when these restrictions are lifted as well, I can come in and see your clinic.
Yes, absolutely.
I would love that.
We'd love the collaboration. It really is about education. If people know what they're doing and spending their money, investing in the right place, then they're going to get the results they deserve.
Awesome.
Thanks, Sam.
All right. Thank you, Marie. And for everyone listening, I hope you have a great day. Live consciously, my friends. It's bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed my interview with Marie and you are walking away with some insightful, practical tips. I know I certainly am. Next week, on our third and final episode of the Beauty and Aging series, I am joined by Australia's favourite cosmetic beautician and nurse and former model, Alex Pike, to discuss her personal journey towards acceptance, how beauty is truly from within, and trends that she foresees for the industry. I promise you this is going to be an eye-opening episode. So please subscribe to our channel or our newsletter by going to ahigherbranch.com to receive the next episode straight into your inbox. Until then, live consciously, my friends.